This is 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today we meet Taja Archie, who visited the StoryCorps booth with her mother, Nava Archie. As part of their conversation about Taja's sexuality, they talked about relationships, including Taja's most recent one.
I'm not fully over, which you think I'm over. When you did drop me off, I did go see her.
I figured that.
We talked. She cried.
I expect whomever that you're with, Taja, should be just like me when it comes to you. They should love you like I do. And if they treat you any other kind of way, I'm not going to like it. And I don't think that she's the right one. I mean, she may be.
But you got to let me figure that out.
Right. I know that. I know.
But I feel like y'all trying to figure it out for me.
It's hard. Well, you have to think, Taja. Like I said, I want what's best for you. And I feel that she's not. Which she may be, but I just don't see it. You know, from the beginning when you guys first started dating, that she wouldn't tell her mom. Right there, that was not right to me. To me, she's hiding you. And I didn't like that. You know, so I dwell on stuff a lot, but I try not to. But I just feel that anybody that you're comfortable with should praise. This is mine, you know. I have this on my arm. This is mine. That's how I feel everybody should be with you.
The fact that she never told her mom was because the way her mom reacted when she first told her mom how she felt before me and her even talked. Her mom like basically was like, no, you ain't that way. You just going through a phase. It'll be gone in no time. You don't know what you want. And she didn't know how to react upon that because with her telling her mom lashed out. See, with you, you didn't lash out on me.
Right.
But her mom lashed on her. Like, this is wrong. You not supposed to do that. That's a no. Right. And she didn't know how to come to her mom without her mom being, oh, well, you can't see her no more. She's not allowed to be around you. She didn't know how to deal with that.
I just want what's best for you. That's all. And hopefully she is the one. Maybe she can prove me wrong. But the trust thing is, I mean, you know, you guys, you have the communication or whatnot, but trust, you have to have trust. No trust, no nothing. Nothing at all.
I mean, it's hard for me to trust people, period.
Right.
So for me to even try to put trust in people is just hard.
And then when you break it, it's the worst.
Yeah.
Right.
So, like,
I think you guys should just be friends.
That was Taja Archie and her mother, Nava Archie, in the StoryCorps booth last spring. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at WYSO.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Allison Loy.